Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's do speed jokes. Zip, dip, 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 dip. Sponsored by Team Hartberg. What's the matter, Dave? What's the matter? Oh, you want the jokes? I haven't given you the jokes.
Be nice.
Well, that's too bad because you got a lot of work to do.
Good.
You better start reading up there, sir. We got jokes sent in from Terry Captain in Lansing, Illinois, and Tom Edson in Sheboygan, and Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale, and Steve and Diane Paul. Thank you, Bob and Carol Stream. From Skydive Chicago, Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally. They got a big series of jumps this weekend in Ottawa. Pete in Barrington, thank you. Dan from beautiful Ottawa. Linda Johnson, Nancy from Arlington Heights. She's the wife of Robert Mueller, the author of five World War II battlefield visitor guides, available now at FrenchBattlefields.com. She writes, P.S., your dog Daisy is really adorable, and now I see why so many people want the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug with her picture on it.
Here we go. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a father and John Williams will star as his son.
Dad, why are all those cars beeping their horns?
Because there was a wedding in the car with the bride and groom are going by.
Yeah, but isn't the horn a warning sign?
Yes, it is, son.
You know, Dave, with all of the strife in the world, I sometimes think that we should just get rid of all of the margarine on this planet.
Why is that, John?
Then the world would be a better place, Dave.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a florist, and John Williams will star as a farmer.
Hey there. I'd like to buy some flowers for my John Deere.
Okay, but why do you want to do that?
Well, my wife hasn't been real amorous lately, so my therapist said do something romantic to attract her. That's a joke about flowers. You know why moms dress baby boys in blue and baby girls in pink, Dave?
No, why, John?
Because babies can't dress themselves. Come on, Dave. Hey, Dave, Sarah Tiemann from our marketing department is coming on soon to give us some of her favorite end-of-summer reads.
Well, that's great. Then maybe you can give her some of your books that I don't
want. Hey, Dave, have you read Picky, Picky, Picky by Art Garfinkel?
No,
here's a copy, Dave. Read this one. Did You Love Her by Hal Yes. And how about the sequel, Still Married by Hal No?
I thought Sarah was...
She didn't like all of these books, Dave.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Hey, Dave, have you read She Fell Out of the Window by Eileen Dowd?
Kind of busy here, John.
Or Communicating with Cattle by I. Ken Moo? Hey, Dave, have you ever read Round the Mountain?
No.
You want to know who wrote it, Dave?
No.
Want to take a guess, Dave?
No.
Dave, have you read Round the Mountain by Sheila B. Cumming? Hey, Dave, over the centuries, people have been getting taller, and accordingly, ladder companies have adjusted the distance between the rungs.
Fascinating.
It's a phenomenon known as climate change.
And in this scene, Dave Ennett will portray a London pharmacist, and John Williams will star as a customer scratching his arm.
You got anything for dry skin?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Do you have anything for dry skin? Let's see what we did there. Hey, Dave, I'm starting up a new Indian restaurant that serves meat and vegetables cooked in a spicy sauce poured over French fries.
What's the restaurant's name?
Curry on My Wayward Spud. Lay your weary head to rest. Wait, there's more. Hey, Dave, the name of the restaurant is Curry on My Wayward Spud.
That's an interesting sounding dish, John. Tell me.
Yes, I know, Dave. All right, go ahead, ask.
Will there be peas when you are done? Lay your weary head to rest.